Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milan moves to second. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Cranepool moves to third. Grote moves to second. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Staub reaches second base with a double. Milan goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kozman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kozman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Milan hits a line drive into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Helms fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 1 in the game. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuzman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Forsh strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Staub moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive. Watson throws the ball into Jutza, who tags Jones trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Garrett scores. Staub scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Mets. Juan Pizarro now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Donhan pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Donhan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Han hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. John Milner now playing first base. Donhan now playing center field. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kozman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kozman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-2 in the game. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Crawford now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones is walked intentionally. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Milner reaches second base with a double. Garrett scores. Jones moves to third. It's 5-3, Mets. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hahn hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Parker now pitching. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.